Sorry, 820 at WEOL. Did you know that according to the CDC, more than 2 million Americans will suffer a traumatic brain injury each year, which will require treatment? We've got some help for you and some information to pass along. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and we're joined by Kathy Helmick, who is Deputy Director of the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center. And also we have Randy Gross, an Army veteran who is a traumatic brain injury survivor, here to talk about that. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Let's start, Kathy, with a kind of a definition, traumatic brain injury. What kind of causes it, and how do you? What's the determination on that?
Sure. Traumatic brain injury is a blow or a jolt to the head that can disrupt the normal functioning of your brain. And causes of traumatic brain injury can include sporting events, falls, violent activity. And in the military population, it can be caused by explosive devices.
Now, we hear the word concussion. Is that sort of the result of a traumatic brain injury, or are they the same thing?
Yes. The most common type of traumatic brain injury is a concussion, also known as a mild traumatic brain injury.
So there are other types, I guess, other than a concussion, right? I guess
that's correct.
Okay. And give me a little bit of symptoms, or somebody, obviously somebody kind of realizes that they've had some sort of an injury, but obviously some people shake it off or it lingers. What are some of the signs or symptoms that may be occurring?
Well, that's a great question. That's one of the reasons why we're here today, is to make sure people know the signs so that when they experience signs or symptoms, they go seek help. And some of those signs and symptoms include headache, problems with your memory, dizziness, some behavioral problems, and sleep disturbances. Those are the most common types of symptoms.
Randy, let's talk with you about your injury. Can you go back to the time that it occurred and tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, I'll go back to one of them. One of the most noticeable ones that I had was a car accident. I was unrestrained in the vehicle at the time, and subsequently I hit a windshield. Now, because I was in the Army and they take a lot of care in making sure that we go seek medical care, I went and sought medical care, and because of which I had a full recovery.
And what kind of a treatment was done so that the recovery would be a good run?
Well, we were told to take time, you know, just relax a little bit. That doesn't mean that necessarily you're just going to have downtime, but it means that when you're used to doing strenuous activities that include the brain, such as playing video games or, you know, reading a newspaper or something like that, to take a little bit more time and relax and just let the brain heal on its own, essentially.
Randy, you talk about having to take some time when you go through something like that. Is it tough being a former veteran, being out there, being active the way you may have been?
Oh, yeah, it's always tough when you're used to, you know, going at 110%, mm-hmm. and then they tell you to slow down to like 30%. So it's difficult, but if you want the best outcomes, it's what you have to do.
So, Kathy, I guess rest of the brain, which I kind of find hard to do, is that kind of what really just needs to be done at this point?
Well, we do rest the brain until you're ready to start to engage in further activities that you were doing before your brain injury. But your brain does need time to recalibrate and to rest after it's sustained a concussion. And we don't want you to have a secondary concussion as you're recovering from the first one. So that's important as well. And then, of course, we want to ensure good sleep, treat your headaches, and really help with some of the thinking skills that may be affected as well.
You mentioned sleep, but I always have that imagine if you have sort of a traumatic brain injury, people try to keep you awake because they don't want you to go to sleep. This is maybe some other thing that's happening. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So that is an older paradigm where folks were told to wake somebody up and make sure they're okay. Really, what this alludes to is that after you've had a concussion, and once any more serious injury has been ruled out, we want to try to maintain good sleep hygiene. We want you to sleep restful at night and to engage in activities during the day as your brain is healing.
Kathy, how does this relate with the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center? How does this relate more to veterans, or do you guys do this for the civilian population as well?
Great question. So our initiative, which is hashtag Think Ahead, is a national campaign that's getting launched next Tuesday with Brain Injury Awareness Month. And we want to take these 31 days to really start a national conversation with civilians, veterans, service members, their families, and have them be able to tell their story leveraging social media so that we can learn more and talk more about traumatic brain injury.
What are some of the things that then occur maybe long term for somebody who maybe was unaware at some point that the injury was more severe than they thought? What kind of things happen?
So there's two things. One is that we don't want that to happen. We want early detection of that brain injury or concussion as soon as the time of the injury, as soon as the time of the event. And we are actively studying, the Defense Department is actively studying, as well as other partners in the civilian community, in the academic and private industry, looking at what the long-term effects are of concussion are. So we're on the cusp of really engaging in significant research to understand that a lot better than we do now.
Is this research being shared across the board? We see a lot of times now with NFL players and football, that sort of organization is maybe having people have a thought about it. There's a movie out that was called Concussion, which kind of brings that to the front. You've got this going on related also to veterans who are coming back with different types of injuries that are not as apparent as a limb or something like that. Is everybody really on the same path?
That's one of the reasons why this campaign is so important, is that we continue to have a national conversation about the findings that are becoming evident in traumatic brain injury, and to also promote that early detection so that we can continue to study it and we can evolve the field of traumatic brain injury.
Well, Randy, we appreciate your service and your time this morning. Where can people go for more information about this hashtag Think Ahead?
So for more information, you can go to your social media outlet, whether it be Facebook or Twitter, type in the hashtag Think Ahead, or you can go to our website, which is dvbic.docoe.mil. So dvbic.deco.mil.
We appreciate your time this morning. Kathy Helmick, who's the Deputy Director of the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center, and also Army veteran Randy Gross. Thank you for sharing the time and the story with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.